Blog Talk Radio.
Love that music. Hey, welcome everybody to Tarot Today. We are back live simulcasting on Blog Talk Radio, the Psychic Talk Radio Network, and we are video streaming on YouTube. How you doing? Buddy?
Good. Happy Psychic Saturday.
Having a little coffee here. Is it hot enough for everybody?
It's hot enough for me.
Woo!
Doesn't need to get any hotter.
Oh, my gosh. And, of course, this is the last Saturday of the month when we do our famous and highly popular psychic spin segment. I'm losing cards. And, yeah, we're going to ask the tarot the big questions. And we thought, hey, what about this weather thing that everybody's talking about? And heat, you know, it's like, well, you know, there's, if you want a prediction of the actual, when the heat's going to stop and things like that, there's a reason why the broadcast is called, you know, the weather forecast. Okay. You don't need tarot for that, but we thought, hey, Mary and I were like, maybe we can, you know, is this the new norm, you know, ask questions like that, you know?
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. So we're going to do that a little later in the show.
It mean anything?
Does it? I don't know. Does it mean anything? Oh, wow. And if you're watching us on YouTube, you can call into the show, 714-816-4628. Press the number one on your dial pad to let us know you want to be live on air. We already have a few callers in the caller queue. And speaking of that, if you're in the caller queue or you're listening to us through radio and you want to see Mary and I, come over to YouTube. Yeah, it's just Tarot Today Live. And you can do the URL, youtube.com/@ Tarot Today dot, or Tarot Today Live. Yeah, that'll take you to the page. Anyway. You can also get there from our page, tarottoday.live.
Yes.
There's a link. Yeah. So come and see us on YouTube and all of our friends in the chat, you can actually call us through Blog Talk, but you can also ask questions in the chat, right, Mary?
Yeah. They can just post their question right there. There's no line, no waiting. You don't have to take a number. All you have to do is just type in your question, or if you don't have a specific question that you want to ask, then you can just say, pull a card for me, and we will pull a card for you.
Yes, and the thing with the questions in the chat versus the switchboard, though, is you got to be a little patient. And that's because in addition to the questions being asked, there's people chatting, using the chat room as chat. Who would have thunk, right?
And the crazy ideas.
Yeah. And so, you know, we go back and forth, take some phone calls, come back to the chat. We have to scroll all the way back and go through the chat and take them in the order that they came in. That's what we like to try to do. And so, yeah. It may take us a few minutes to get to your question. But go ahead and pop it in now. Don't wait. You know, that way we'll get to your question, because if you put it in too late, we might not get to it.
First come, first serve, right?
Yes, we're only on an hour, okay? All righty. So let's see. We got I'm checking the switchboard here. We do have someone in the chat here. P-I-Y-U. How would you say that, Mary?
P-I-Y-U.
Paiu?
Paiu, sure.
Yeah. Paiu's in there. I think they have a question. We'll get to that in a minute. We also have Heart-Driven Tarot with Laura. Hi, Laura.
Cool.
Yeah, Laura popped in. What mindset should I have to create a successful YouTube channel? Oh, that's an interesting question. Oh, yeah, we got some cool stuff popping in here. Hey, before we do any questions or phone calls, though, let's look at the numerology of the day, cards. Mary, you have two cards of the day right there. You go.
Yes, I do.
Why don't you go first this time?
It's very exciting. Okay, I will. So the first card comes from the Egyptian Oracle cards with beautiful artwork by Severino Baraldi, who I love. It's an illustrator. And the card is actually about cheerfulness, about having fun, about celebrating, about throwing a party for like no reason other than let's just have a good time. So that might be something to do this weekend. And then I drew I don't have the box, but this is a beautiful deck, a tarot deck, the Radiant Wilds tarot deck. Kind of has a desert vibe to it. And the card, I don't know why my light is like acting weird, but is the Six of Wands. So it's like really bizarre. It's like, you know, two kind of like cards about celebrating and having a good time and partying. And I look more into that, you know, this card about cheerfulness that comes from that Egyptian oracle. And it's really the advice that comes with it is really great. It's saying that, like, look, even if you're having a hard time and something not so great is happening in your life, if you're going to get like really down about it and be negative about it and like worry about it, that's not going to help you as much as trying to like kind of see the humor in the situation. Try to find some more lighthearted energy this weekend. So that's what I got. You know, it's really like this sort of upbeat kind of messaging from both of those cards. But what did you get?
Yeah.
And what do the numbers look like?
I mean, that's pretty upbeat. Yes, it sounds good to me. So I got the Four of Swords. This is the obviously the gold foil deck. I love this deck. Oh, my God. Four of Swords. Four is structure. Yes. But this is also about, you know, taking a step back and, you know, recuperating, maybe getting your energy back. I just had 3 days that were just chock full of appointments and doctors and oh my God, all kinds of stuff. And that's kind of what I'm doing is I'm in recovery mode, you know? But there's another aspect to it because it's the swords, you know, thoughts and ideas. And I think it's, especially with it being four and you think of the four sides making a box, you know, and it's like, it's that thinking outside of the box. There's like 2, 3, 4 cards in tarot that are thinking outside of the box cards. And this is one of them, you know, and I think that's what it's talking about, you know, taking a step back, looking at the big picture, that kind of thing. And it goes along with the numerology because the date, the 29th actually reduces to a 2, which is relationships. But before that final reduction, 2 plus 9 is 11. 1 plus 1 is 2. But you get that 11, which is the master illuminator number, which is all about learning and all about teaching. And then the entire date, July 29th, 2023, reduces to a 7, which is the number of the seeker. And it's the same kind of energy. It's that, you know, research and wanting to understand how something works. And so, you know, doing learning and studying as well, which kind of also fits in with, you know, nicely with that Four of Swords. The image of the Four of Swords here, that's from the Radiant deck. I love the Radiant version. The colors are just fantastic, you know. So gold foil deck. Radiant deck. Highly recommend. So, you know, today's a great day to do some research and take a step back and look at the big picture and learn some things and, you know, go on Udemy, take a course, something like that. It's also a good day for teaching something that you really love. So that's what I got, Mary.
Awesome.
Yay.
A little learning, little teaching, and then partying. That's our...
Yeah, it works perfectly. Yeah, so you in the earlier part of the day, do the hermit mode, and then go out and party.
Have fun.
Makes perfect sense to me. So let's see here what's going on in the chat and the phone lines here. We'll do the psychic spin in a little bit here, but we're going to get in a couple of calls and things like that. Yes. Hold on a second. Trying to get everything all set up. Be right back. Hold on. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay, I'm back. Oh, Sharona made it in. Yay, there's Tara by Sharona.
Hey, Sharona.
Hello, tarot friends. Okay, so Paiu was asking, does Tony think of me and will he contact me, that kind of thing? He's showing up as an air sign. Paiu, do you know if he's an air sign? I'm getting the King of Swords for this. There you go, King of Swords. There's something going on, you know, Seven of Swords is showing up and, you know, things going on that you're not aware of, maybe, you know, kind of things like that. But I am getting a positive vibe with the Four of Wands energy, you know. I think he will contact you, but, you know, I don't know. I'm just going to say, my gut feeling about it is be really careful. Be really careful, yes. But let's see if Mary has any wisdom. Mary, what are you getting? Does Tony think of Paiu?
Yeah, you know, I think so. You know, on the contact thing, I got the Page of Cups. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and then in the future position, the Page of Swords. So that's like two pages. It's like two messengers to me. So I feel like, you know, yes, there's going to be contact. There's going to be conversation happening. Mm-hmm. But like you, I'm a little bit cautious about it. The Lover's card comes up. So, I mean, be careful with your choices that you make, because I'm kind of worried about the Five of Cups here. You know, I got the Five of Cups, and like a lot of times that can be a card of like an emotional kind of letdown, not something major, right? Because we call it the don't cry over spilt milk card. But at the same time, I don't have like a 100% terrific feeling that this is going to turn into what you want it to be. But I do feel very strongly that there will be contact. So, you know, and that there's some thought processes happening there, but I just feel like it's a little bit of a, like a little bit of a letdown, a little less than what we'd want.
Mm.
So I hope that helps.
And Paiu says, thank you. Thank you. And yes,
you're welcome. And, thanks for the question.
They repeat it. Will Tony contact me? Yeah, I did say that. Yeah, I do. I do actually think he's going to contact you. But just like I said, you know, be careful there. While I've got you up here all by your lonesome, Mary. Laura has
I didn't even realize it.
Yes. Laura has a question. And this is this is an interesting one. What mindset should I have to create a successful YouTube channel?
That is a great question. What mindset should you have to create mindset. You know, I actually want to try the Egyptian oracle on that, because it's interesting. You know, this oracle is based on a really, you know, a historical oracle deck. Historical oracle. I don't know why that cracked me up. The Sibylla de Salon. Yeah, what mindset should you have, and what comes up here? love this. Service. That's a mindset that you're serving people, that you are providing something that they can use, that's going to be helpful to them. That's the mindset, one of service, you know, one of helpfulness. So think about that. I mean, everybody, we all have YouTube channels, and we hope that they're entertaining and that people enjoy them and that they like them, if they like and subscribe to them, right? But I feel like for you in particular, to offer something that can be helpful, that's going to fulfill a need, that's going to provide some sort of advice maybe, or, you know, serve people in some way. But let's see what Dax is getting.
Yeah. So I'm getting a bunch of major arcana cards on this. And the big one is the World card. You know, literally the YouTube channel is going to be the way that you find your tribe. It's all about finding the tribe, you know, and like Mary said, what problem do you solve for people, right? I got the Justice card. I got the Tower card. What I think's going on here is the Tower is the central focus, okay? It's a shift in foundations. It's not necessarily a you know, something tragic happening like people, you know, normally take the meaning of this card. It's also a shift in foundations, which is, I think, what you're going to need to do to make the YouTube channel successful is be open to shifting your beliefs around this. You know, it may be in regards to that somehow that you shift. And there's going to be somebody, Page of Cups comes in. This is a very creative person, probably chronologically younger than you, but if not, you know, at least like they come across as, you know, youthful minded, they're into the technology, you know, they have a grasp on things, and this person's going to be able to help you with your YouTube channel. That's what I'm getting there. And then let's see what else here. Hope that helped you out, Laura. And I got another question from, where was that? Vikram? Will I get a job from my last interview? Okay. So let's take a look at that. I'm going to pull a yes, no. Oh, you know, Mary, I don't even need to do the whole five card yes, no. So the first card, Ten of Cups. Second card, Ace of Cups. Yes. I think it's a big fat yes on that one. Yeah. And I think they had thrown in, wait a minute, when will I get a new job? Yeah, I think they added that in there too. You know, I don't know exactly when, but it should be pretty quickly if it's from the last interview. Yeah, I feel really good about the last interview. Yeah. What about you, Mary?
Well, yes. I actually used my pendulum on the yes, no, and got a yes on that. But I'll look at the when question and see, like, what, you know, what time frame we're talking about. Because, yeah, it should be pretty soon if you, you know, it's the last interview you did. But at the same time, you know, they may be talking to other candidates. It could drag on for a while. Who really knows what's going on? I think it's going to be really pretty quickly, though. I got the Four of Wands in the timing position. So, I mean, you could find out in 4 days, you know, the soonest. And then the Two of Cups also comes up, too. So, again, like this idea of, like, you know, yes. And also it's a card of harmony. So this, it's not just getting the position, but it also being a good place for you to be, too. So that's what I get.
Okay. Okay. Let's see what else there is, and then we're going to take some phone calls. So those of you waiting on the phone lines, we are coming to you. Let's see. We're doing pretty good, though, rapid pace here, because we're only 20 minutes in. Usually the first time I look at the clock, Mary, we're already at, like, 35.
It's almost over.
Hour. Yeah. Let's see what else is in the chat here. Kayla had a question. And, oh, yeah, you're up next. So general love guidance reading, please. She does mention that the person she's thinking about, I think their name is Cole, is a Sagittarius, and they're not in contact now. And something about his ex or something, I don't know. It's going on and on. She's writing a whole book here. So basically, what do you get for Kayla? General
general question about this Cole person.
Cole person, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you know, I love, like, how direct and to the point so far the Egyptian oracle is.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to see what it has to say about this. Really done low question. Wow. You know, all the love cards, I think, that can come up in this deck just came up.
Wow.
It's really weird. Like, this card is called the Lover. Okay.
Okay.
But then here's the thing, Kayla. I'm getting a lot of people involved in this. I get the Sweetheart card. It's in the past position. Maybe that's when the two of you were more in contact than maybe you are at the moment. And then I get the Wife card in the present position. And underneath this, I get this card that is about deception. Okay?
Wow.
So I feel like there's something going on here that may potentially involve a third party that there's a lack of honesty about. Okay, so that's just generally what I get. That does not mean that it can't be resolved, that it can't work out in some way. But if you're not in contact right now, that may have something to do with why we're not in contact right now. So I feel like, be careful, you know, be careful with your heart, okay? But let's see what Dax is getting.
Well, you know, and I think from what I'm getting in the chat that, you know, Kayla really has her heart set with this person. But similar to you, and actually maybe a little bit more to the point and more stressed is what I'm getting in my cards is that – I hate to be the bearer of bad news, you know, but the cards are suggesting moving on, really, you know? And so I'm getting stuff like the Ten of Wands. There's a lot going on with this situation, and it's just very burdensome. And then the tarot comes along with the Fool card, which is a new, fresh start. Take the leap, move on, fresh start. And then what happens? Wheel of Fortune, the Wheel of Fortune card. Fortune will turn in your favor once you get it set in your mind that you're not going to wait for this person and that you're just going to take the leap back into the ocean, so to speak. If that makes any sense.
You know, sometimes I just want to say, because it just, you know, came to my mind when you were reading those, is that, like, sometimes what we do with our own life, when we make it clear, like, hey, I'm not waiting for anybody, I don't put my life on hold for anyone, sometimes that does help situations like that. Sometimes that person gets a clue and says, oh, okay, wait a minute, You know, what do I need to do to like kind of stay in the picture? You know, so that's a possibility. But yeah, I get a vet, just not a great vibe with this.
So this is what Kayla says. Yes, there is a lot going on. Good fresh start. I need it. I need to get that in my mind. Yeah, so she's basically agreeing. Yep.
Okay.
So I'm going to make a couple of announcements, but meanwhile, go ahead, folks. If you're in the chat, just put in your – you don't have to ask for a reading. Oh, I see Red Rose is in there. She said, could I get a reading? Yes, you don't have to ask. All you do is just type in what the question is in the chat there. Or if you want something more general, you can say, please pull a card for me. And then we'll, you know, pull a card or two or three and give you a general, okay? So meanwhile, we're going to go to the phone lines and a couple of announcements here. And so take this time to get your questions into the chat. Those of you waiting on the phone lines will be there in just a minute. By the way, if you're in the chat, you still can call into the show. 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air with us. And, okay, so we are going to take a look at some stuff going on. What do we got first? Oh, well, you know, hey, if you guys want to grab Mary and I a cup of coffee, we love coffee, you know. Send us $10, $15, $20, whatever you'd like. It's our tip jar, basically. And you can do the one easy way is you just type in a browser, you know, coffee.tarottoday.live. That'll take you right over there. But it's also on our show page right there on the Tarot Guild website, thetarotguild.com. And this URL right here will take you to it, tarottoday.live. And just scroll down towards the bottom. You'll see this same banner, you know, with the field and the lovely purple flowers and the sun coming up and the tip jar and everything. Just click on that and it'll take you over where you can send us a tip. Of course, on that same page, there's information on contacting us and booking readings. So you'll see a message Dax button and a message Mary button. You just push those buttons and you can send us a message. Now, you do have to be signed up on the website, thetarotguild.com, to send a message, okay? But that's free. So just sign up on our website there, and you'll get your own free profile, and you'll also receive our, you know, news updates and so forth. And you'll be able to send us messages in between shows right there on tarottoday.live. And you can book a tag team reading with Mary and I. You know, if you like how we do these readings on the shows here, we only have a couple minutes with you on the show, but we can spend 30 minutes with you and go really in depth. And hey, two readers are better than one. You can book session for $99.99. And you can also book individual readings for $44.44. Just go over to tarottoday.live and you know, if you're going to do a reading with me or a reading with Mary, just hit the message button for which one of us you want to book a reading with and message us and let us know, and we will set that up. And it's 44 44. And let's see here, news coming up. Okay, did want to mention that Tarot Today is the official broadcast of the Tarot Guild. We're now in our 19th year. That's right. So October 4th. No, I'm sorry. It's Halloween, October 31st. I don't know what I was saying. Anyway, we hit our 19th anniversary. And then the following year, 2024, is going to be 20 years. Yes. I can't believe it. So we have the world's only Tarot social media networking platform. What does that mean? Our website, tarottoday.com, is not just a website. It is like Facebook. It is like Instagram. It's like all of these social media apps and websites out there. You know, if you are frustrated, if you're done with social media, a lot of us are, if you don't want to join Threads, if you're frustrated that Elon is, you know, X'd out the bird. Well, there's a place where social media is all tarot all the time, and it's called thetarotguild.com. That's right. The world's only tarot social media networking platform. And just like I just said a moment ago, you know, at the top of any page, it says sign up. You can sign up for free, and it has all the same functionality, you know, friending each other, status updates, you know, news feed, private messaging, chat, liking, following posts. I mean, everything that you do on all these other platforms, you can do on thetarotguild.com. It's just all tarot all the time. I do also want to mention that, you know, we are simulcasting on the Psychic Talk Radio Network, and the fabulous angelic channel and healer, Catherine Hahn, one of our hosts, is back on the air after her summer hiatus. That's right. And Spiritual Guidance Radio, her show, is on Fridays, same bat time, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And you can catch her shows on Fridays now. And remember, not here on the YouTube channel. It is audio only. So you want to go to psychictalk.net. And the players are right there on the show pages. And you can listen in or go over to Blog Talk Radio and search Psychic Talk Radio. That's right. Same phone number too, by the way, 714-816-4628. Speaking of summer breaks, Magic Universe with Sharona Rapsik is going on summer break now. That's right. She is typically on the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month, does fabulous shows talking about various aspects of tarot as well as other magical things. And in the second half of the show, she takes your calls and does free tarot readings. So Sharona is going to be on summer break through August here, but she will be back on September 10th. So mark your calendars. All right. And speaking of summer, we still have the summer savings sale goes on all the way to Labor Day, folks. Summer savings all summer long. And basically my private readings and coaching is half price. You can get a full hour session for $49.99. But the main thing for the summer sale is the lifetime membership. So it's normally $197. You get it for half price, $99.99. You are signed up for life. So unlike our annual one, which is $12 a month, no recurring fees. You're paid up for life. You also get our professional reader certification is included, and our tarot and numerology course, Tarot by the Numbers, is included as well. You get 50% off higher levels of certification, and you also have the opportunity to appear on these shows as well, and we also promote you and your business through the guild and our social media and so forth. Half price through summer, $99.99. Just go over to thetarotguild.com. Look for this summer savings banner. Click on that. And another way to do it is to just go to the lifetime membership private group on thetarotguild.com, and you'll be prompted to subscribe. And on the payment page, you just put in the promo code, all caps, summer2023. And hit the green check button. It'll apply the discount, and it'll go from $197 down to $99.99. I think that's the best deal we've ever had. So go check that out as well. Okay, you there, Mary? We are back.
I'm here.
You ready to take some phone calls?
Let's do it.
Gonna take some phone calls. Who's been waiting out there the longest? Area code 330. Caller, are you there? What's your name?
Yes.
Where are you calling from? 330?
Leslie from Mississippi. How are you, Dax and Mary?
Oh,
hey.
Hi, Leslie.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah.
What do you want to talk about today?
I'm still trying to secure financing for my first vehicle because I got my driver's license last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little over 13 months ago.
Great.
And my GoFundMe has not been as effective because I want to get this vehicle before the end of the summer.
Mm.
So you're doing a GoFundMe, but it's not really getting you there. Yeah, taking off.
Right.
So what's your question for us then?
Yeah.
Should I continue with the GoFundMe or just purchase a vehicle outright with a payment schedule payment plan?
Either or. Like, which way? Should I go first? Do you want to go first? What are we doing?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think I was still up there, and that's why I did the slides, and so it probably was my turn anyway. Oh, gosh, what's going on here? Oh, okay, so Two of Swords. So, you know, it's this question between either or. I don't think you need to do either or. You know, just keep doing the GoFundMe, but go ahead and make the purchase now. So, you know, it's like, okay, when the Two of Swords comes up, it's like you're either unwilling to make the choice or unable to. I don't think you're unable to. I think you're just, you know, I think you know the answer to this, okay? Now, what does the tarot recommend? Ten of Pentacles. That's a big fat yes. Just go for it. Go ahead and make the purchase. Then I'm getting something about, you know, judgment. That's the cosmic wake-up call. It's saying, you know, yes, Leslie, hello, you know,
yeah.
And following your passions, you know, getting the Knight of Wands, you know, here you are. It's going that way, actually. Yeah. Yeah. So I think the answer is you go for it. But let's see what Mary's getting. Mary, what are you getting? For Leslie?
Well, it's interesting. I drew cards for both, you know. And so when I look at the GoFundMe, you know, I feel like something has to change with it. You know, the Wheel of Fortune comes up here. But also, I get the King of Cups and the Magician card. It's almost like you don't need a big crowd to help you with this. You just really need one person, you know? And whether that comes through GoFundMe officially or through some other person that you encounter in some other way, I feel like that idea of outside funding is a possibility still, and it only takes one person. When I look at the other option, you know, even though I agree with Dax, it doesn't have to be mutually exclusive, right? You could do both. I get the Hanged Man. So, I mean, that comes up first. It makes me feel like, okay, you have been hesitating on that for some reason. And with the Hanged Man, you know, a lot of times the message is like, okay, you know, we can just let go of like the thought processes that are like holding us back a little bit or reexamine those or turn it around, you know, flip it upside down. Like the reason for your hesitation is asking you to kind of meditate on that a little bit. The Five of Wands comes up, you know, and with fives, you know, sometimes Five of Wands, especially for me, can be about like competition. So maybe there's something else that's sort of competing for those funds that you would just throw in, you know, towards a car, and maybe time to kind of examine that as well. And then finally, the Knight of Pentacles, you know, so again, I agree with Dax that, you know, you should go for it, but I feel like the Knight of Pentacles, it really puts this emphasis on being practical in the way that we do that. So be practical when it comes to the kind of car, you know, the any sort of payment plan, you know, it's like sometimes, you know, we see something we want and we can justify it and say, okay, maybe it'll be a little bit of a tight squeeze, but I'm going to do it. And while I was saying like, okay, dial it back a little bit, slow it down. What do we really need? What fulfills, you know, our need? And just kind of be practical when it comes to that aspect of it. But that's
I
what
love
I get.
That
that's
advice. What do you think, Leslie? Is that good? That help you out?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's good. I mean, still going either way, buying it outright or continuing with the GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I say both.
Both. And with the GoFundMe, I really get, like, you only need one person really in particular to help you.
Right. It's just a matter of, getting the eyeballs and, getting it in front of that one right person, like Mary's talking about, or two.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Maybe, promoting the link in other places or, doing a YouTube video about it and then putting the link, at the bottom of the video, that kind of thing. I don't know, different ways to get it out there, basically.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thanks for the call, Leslie. Yes. Call us back and let us know what's happening.
All right. I will. Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And we're going to go over to 703. Area code 703. Caller, are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Andrea from Virginia.
Hi, Andrea. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I've talked to you guys before about a possible job offer opportunity, and nothing's come to fruition. But I had an interview, was it Friday? I thought it went really, really well. I have another one coming Tuesday. But do you see maybe a possibility from one of these two? Like a second interview, or?
Do we see something happening from either the one that you just had or one that you have coming up?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Pull a card for each of those. So the one that you just had and then the one that you have coming up. Lose a couple of cards for each of them. I like to do three cards even though these are mini readings. I'm like, tell me. Oh, so the one that you just had, dude, this is sweet. Two of cups, ten of cups, and the page one. So I feel like, yay, for the one that you just had. That page at the end especially tells me you're going to hear something about it, and we're going to be so happy with the Ten of Cups. When I look at the one you have coming up, oh, honey, oh, wow, be careful. Just get through it. I got the Devil card followed by the Death card followed by the Hanged Man. I think, no. But let's see what Dax is getting. He might have.
Well, that one you just had, I agree with Mary. I'm more excited about that. And I got the Knight of Pentacles. It's the slowest moving of the knights, but it's that, nice, steady progress. It's very steady. That's what I get about that. For the second one, I get the Magician card, which looks really, really good until I pulled the Qualifier card, which I got the Five of Cups there, literally the crying over spilt milk card like Mary got earlier. Yeah. And so it's like I think, it's a good possibility. You're really in the driver's seat with this. That's what the Magician card is all about. But I don't know if you're going to be as emotionally satisfied in the long run with that one. Compared to the interview you just did, the very first one there, I think that's going to be a more, steady and eventually
it's
turn out to be
you
really
say
good.
That because it's a very slow process. First was a Zoom interview. Then she said, I was the very first person they interviewed. So it's going to take another week. She said, then it's a second Zoom interview and then an interview in person. And then, then it's, so it's going to take a minute to get that opportunity if it comes. So, you hit the nail on the head with that one.
Mm. Mm. Well, thanks for the call and you'll have to call us back and let us know.
Yeah. Absolutely. I will. I can't wait to get out when I have, but yeah, thank you very much. You guys have a great weekend. Stay cool. It's hot.
You too.
Awesome sauce. So we are going to, where'd Mary go? I don't see the camera. No.
I'm here.
There she is. Your lovely face. We're going to bring you back on here. So before we take another call, there was a question from Red Rose, and I wanted to get that. And I did pop it in the chat. Hey, everyone, just pop in your questions here or ask us to pull a card for you. So we're waiting to see.
And the psychic spin's coming up too.
And we have to do the psychic spin too. It's really weird. A lot of our regulars, in fact, all of our regulars seem to be missing. Like, where's Ellie? Where's Rosie? Where's Charlotte? I mean, where?
I don't know. Do you want me to pull a card on that?
Where's Jason? You know, yeah. Pull a card, see what you get.
I'm going to pull a card from the Egyptian Oracle because I want more reasons to pull a card from it. I am having, where did they go? Where are all the regular suspects, the usual suspects? And frivolity is the card.
What's it called?
It's just like, you know, it's like lions and butterflies, and they're just having a good time. You know, they're just goofing off. Okay.
Yeah. Here, I'll pull a card. Oh, the moon card. Maybe they weren't aware we were doing a show or something, or they missed the promo. I don't know. Something's in the shadows here with the moon card. It's like, I don't know.
Maybe they're staying in the shade.
That could be too. They're just staying in the shade. And, you know, you'd figure everybody would be in the air conditioning, staying out of the heat. And hanging out with us in here. Speaking of heat, yeah, we got to do that psychic spin. But Red had asked about, could I get a reading? What is coming up in the next month financially? What is coming up?
Are we doing a speed round?
Yeah, just leave both of our cameras on. We'll just like pull whatever we get here.
Okay, what is coming up in the next month?
I'm getting something about, you know, her having a, there's some idea that you're going to run with, and it's going to involve a project with other people, and then I'm getting... Yeah, it's all financial. It's all like business, career, and I got the Four of Pentacles, you know. I feel like this is it's more leaning towards the meanings regarding saving and investing is what I'm getting for that. You know, setting that up is part of it, what you should be doing over this month, you know. But then there's this other idea that you get and you're running with it, and but you have other people helping you out. What did you get, Mary?
The cards I got really focused on that idea of other people helping out. I did get two pages, and I do have the Five of Cups too, and also not just the Five of Cups, but the Ten of Cups as well. So, you know, with that 10-5 and the messaging going on with the pages, I feel like this could be involving, like, family, somebody close to you, somebody that's, like, got, like, this, you know, you have, like, an emotional resonance with, let's say. And it's just, like, there's something touching going on, but it's not, like, a bad thing necessarily. There's a little, this Five of Cups, but that's way overpowered by the Ten of Cups. And we end with the Six of Pentacles. So financially, next month, I think, you know, you're getting some help, you know, from somewhere, somebody. I feel like it's like a family member or somebody that is like close to you emotionally, like a family member would be. So that looks good. Six of Pentacles is a gain, you know.
Hope that helped you out, Rose Red.
Thanks for the question.
Yes. Yes, and anybody else that's in the chat right now, you know, if you want to pop a question, go ahead and do that while we do this. So it's time for the Psychic Spin segment. Mary, do you want to tell everybody what the Psychic Spin segment is if they're new?
Yes, so what we do is once a month, usually the last Saturday of the month, like this Saturday is, we use the tarot to answer the big questions, you know, and this can be like a trending topic in the news, or it can be like, what's the meaning of life? We've done things like Are aliens going to take over? Is AI going to replace us? We've had, you know, some really fun.
Are ghosts real?
Are ghosts real? We did one of those too. So, and we.
What about Santa and those elves?
Yeah. Well, we also really like to, you know, ask the questions you're interested in too. So this is like great anytime during the month. You can send suggestions for our psychic spin episode, and we'd love to pull cards on it. And, you know, so yeah, they're not the questions of like, is somebody going to call me? Am I going to get that job? Am I moving next year? Should I get my house fixed? You know, like, it's not personal questions. They're bigger questions that maybe we all want to know the answer to. Like, this week's psychic spin, this month's psychic spin question, which is about this crazy heat wave that we're having.
And climate change and all this.
It's so hot. It's so hot. Like Nelly would say, it's hot in her, you know?
Yeah.
It's really crazy.
And earlier when I said you can message Mary and I in between shows on our tarottoday.live, just type that URL in. It'll take you to our page on the Tarot Guild website. Or if you're on the Tarot Guild website, just click Tarot Today Live up in the search thing there, you know. Anyway, nav bar, you know, whatever it is. You can message us and let us know what you'd like us to ask next month. You know, if you have something that you have a question on that you think a lot of people would be interested in hearing the answer to, let us know. So some of the things on this topic I was thinking, Mary, was, let's see. So, you know, basically in general, what's going on with this heat? Also, what's causing it? Is it really human caused? You know, climate change and all. And then the other question I had was just, you know, is this the new norm or is this a blip?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
You know, and I had one question too is like, can we do anything about it?
Oh, okay. I didn't think of that one. Yeah. Can we do anything about it?
And should we try? Just because you can doesn't mean you should, right? Because we tend to do that all the time with nature, don't we? Where we change something, we introduce a new species, or we want to do, you know, want something to be different, and then next thing you know, it's like, oh, no. It's like sets off a crazy domino effect or butterfly effect. Mm-hmm. But do you want to go first, or should I?
You can go first.
Okay.
If you want.
I'm going to go first.
I'm still pulling cards and looking. And
I'm going to go first, and I'm just going to go first on that question of should we try to do anything about it? You know?
Oh, okay.
So everywhere. And what made me think of that was that somebody posted a meme that I saw the other day, well, yesterday, and it was a picture of a like the world's largest wind turbine that was being switched on in China, right? Because it hadn't been on, right? And I shared it and I said, oh, good. At least somebody's turning the fan on, you know, because it is so hot. And then I thought, like, wow, like what if we build a giant fan to help, like, shoo the heat away? Like, what would that do? It's probably a terrible idea. I'm seriously not a scientist. But you know what I got on should we try to do anything about this? So the first thing that comes up is the Six of Cups. And so it's like saying like, hey, remember the last time we tried to mess around, right? And it when the Six of Cups comes up, and I you know, for anybody that's readers out here, here's just one thing I do. You don't have to do it. But when I get the Six of Cups in the present position, if I'm using that kind of spread that has past, present, future, that points me back to the past because it is the Six of Cups, that card of nostalgia, and that's when it really tells us something because I look at the card in the past, it's the Three of Swords. So that's a big no, that we shouldn't do anything about it, right? And in the end, we got the Judgment card, you know, in the future position, like if we should try to do something to like planetarily affect the heat. And then just pulling a couple cards on that other question of what's really this about, you know? Mm-hmm. And I look at that, and the first thing that comes up is the King of Swords. We have the Six of Pentacles, and then we also have in the outcome position the Ace of Wands. So, you know, I do feel like this is a new condition in a sense. You know, it may, you know, just be that, you know, because what they're, you know, a lot of the news out there around this is that how these are the hottest recorded temperatures. You know, so we think of how long history of the planet has been recorded. You know, it's kind of a fraction compared to like the history of the planet, which we didn't record. So I would say that, yeah, this is like maybe a progression, you know, but let's see what Dax is getting.
Yeah.
Are you getting?
Oh, you just could have left yourself up there, Mary. I was up during your entire speech there. I never bothered. You know, I figured, just leave the cameras going. You know, I'm kind of going the opposite direction of you. I think because you came up with that question after I had already started thinking about and looking into, you know, the whole, you know, what's going on with this heat thing. And I think, you know, Seven of Cups, I don't think we really know, you know, and but I do think the Ten of Swords, something ending like that, you know, the sun's coming up in the background, you know, which is positive that, you know, there's going to be another day and it's dawning and stuff, you know, but it does feel like something's ending, you know, that, that this is a massive change. And then when I ask about, you know, is it actually man-made? You know, I get the Queen of Wands, a person. Mm-hmm. And the Strength card, 8. And I took that. I was going to do a whole yes-no spread, but, you know, I got yes right away and the Queen. And I was just like, you know, yeah, some of this is man-made. Maybe not the entire thing, but, you know, it's definitely contributing to it for sure. Now, is this the new norm? Oh, this is hilarious, Mary. So I asked that and got the Sun card. I think that's a big fat our summers are going to be like this, and right next to it, the Ace of Wands. Yes, this is the new norm. This is the new norm. Now, I pulled another card to see what would come up, and I got the Three of Cups. So, hey, you know, this is a celebration. Is it all bad? I don't think so, you know. And also, 3 is creativity and communication. I think it's all about being creative with this. If it's really a major thing with – okay, I'll give you an example. You know, it's like you and I are down here in the lower United States with the heat. Mm. You know, it's like, hey, maybe this just means every summer we go to Seattle for a couple of months. And then
we become like
That's what I'm thinking, you know. But then the great question that you came up with about, you know, should we do anything? You know, can we do anything? Should we do anything? I think we can. And it's kind of being represented with the Emperor here, you know, and I know you were getting, you know, maybe we don't do this, you know, but the very last card I pulled about that, the Star card, I really think there's hope. I really think we can turn this around to some extent.
I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, we're making a lot of progress, and it's like that whole conversation you and I had in the green room before the show started, talking about, you know, Elon and talking about the megapacks, battery storage of power and wind turbines and solar's getting like fantastic now, you know, and all, like I mentioned to you, all of southern Australia is, you know, they've been able to get rid of their polluting, you know, coal burning, oil burning power plants, and it's because, you know, Tesla came in with their these giant mega packs, you know, that store energy. So when the sun and the wind are blowing, it's storing the energy, and then when people need it, they take it as they need it, you know, and they've completely replaced fossil fuels. And a lot of other countries are like within spitting distance of that, you know, the Netherlands, you know, like 80%, you know, renewables. And then there's the whole, you know, electric car thing. It was really interesting. Wait, I forgot his name. Oh, I'm sorry. Who was it that had the question about, you know, buying the car that we just had on? What was his name?
Oh.
It just went right out of my head.
Leslie. Leslie,
that's it. That's it, yeah. And when he asked the question, you know, I mean, right away, that's the first thing I thought in my head was like, I just did the opposite of him. I just got rid of my car. I've owned a car since I was 16 years old, you know, 40 some years. And a year and a half ago in November, I sold my car for one reason. I wasn't driving as much, and it was just sitting in the carport, you know, and I spent all this money on it. And also, that was during the used car bubble, and I got a huge amount of money for selling it. Now I just take Uber, so I'm ride sharing, so I feel that is contributing, you know, to carbon footprint, you know. And when I, you know, really need a car for a lot, I rent a car, and I now only rent Teslas from Hertz, you know. Mm. So I'm kind of like going the opposite of Leslie.
Yeah.
I'm renting cars, but yeah, I'm really excited with where things are going. And the first time I rented, like 7-8 months ago, rented my first Tesla, I just fell in love with it, you know, and I started doing all kinds of research on electric cars and things. And, you know, people in the U.S. aren't quite aware of it, but most of the rest of the world is already going there, folks. I mean, Malaysia, you know, I mean, electric cars, you know, China. Oh my God. You know, they are the largest, auto market in the entire world. And they're going to be, you know, all electric before you know it. And, a lot of other countries are, you know, right there, you know, some of the countries in the Netherlands areas, you know, are like 70-80% of the cars sold last year were all electric, you know. So I think we're going in that direction where we're reducing some of the carbon footprint. And
we just have to make sure we don't completely bake before we get there.
Yeah. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. Well, and don't forget, you know, Elon has the other solution, which is, you know, basically, well, we go to Mars, you know.
Go to Mars. We could go underground. It could turn into Water World, where we end up, like, you know, living in the
ocean. By the way, that TV show Silo that started this year. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that's a good show. Go watch Silo if you missed it, folks. It is really good. And that's all what it's all about, you know?
Yeah. We're going to have to adapt. I think
living in silos.
Issue. You know, ultimately, it's going to, you know, it's not the end of the world, right? Mm-hmm. But it is kind of a new phase. And we're going to have to find ways to adapt to that. So whether that's air-conditioned clothing, maybe, who knows?
Yeah. So there you go, folks, the psychic spin for July 2023. So now we are going to, let's see if we can squeeze in a last phone call or a question or two here. We're going to go to area code 917. They've been waiting the longest. Hello, are you there, 917? What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? Do you hear anything, Mary?
I don't hear anything.
Oh, okay. We're going to go to another call. Oh, my God. there's a lot of calls on the call bank here. I didn't even know we had that many calls. Let's go to who's been waiting the longest. Okay. Oh, I got one that does not have an area code or a number. It's all blank. So I'm just going to say you're live, caller, whoever
Hi.
You are. And what's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your name?
Hi, my name is Maria, and I'm calling from Toronto.
Oh, my God. We got an international call. That far, far, yeah, that far, far away land, Kenyatta.
The exotic land of Kenyatta.
Yeah.
What's your question?
I've got a question about my work. Someone I work with has become really difficult, and it was a friend, and I'm hoping this goes away, and really sort of unpleasant, and I'm hoping that you can shed some light on it, and I'm hoping, again, I'm trying to extricate myself from this situation.
Dex, is it your turn?
No, it's your turn. You're up first.
It's my turn. Okay. Let's see what's going on. Is this situation going to end now that it's become unpleasant? Is this somebody who was a friend that's not acting like a friend? And just what do we see on the cards here? And first, I'm pulling a card from the Well, I think you're right about that. Look, I don't – it shows somebody changing from – you know, being helpful, being friendly, having, you know, somebody that you could enjoy being around to someone who is like, you know, look, she's like poisoning people. She's, you know, foe. It's really saying that it turned toxic. And so what can you look at with this happening, you know, going forward, you know, how do we deal with it, right? And just looking at that, you know, the Star card comes up. So there is hope when it comes to this. Wheel of Fortune as well. And it's saying it's going to take time. We got the Seven of Pentacles. Seven of Pentacles to me often is a card of managing our expectations, you know. And really with the Star card, it's saying, like, look beyond it as much as you can because it is going to take time. What the cards are advising is that you find ways to, like, not focus on it, to look ahead, aim higher with that Star card and the Wheel of Fortune, and, you know, embrace the change of it and try to let go of the hurt associated with that, because it's a very valid thing to feel hurt by somebody kind of, you know, changing like that on you and becoming toxic. So, but let's see
has any idea where it came from? Where is it coming from?
No, I totally did not pull cards on that aspect of the question. You know, I focused in just like Mary on basically just what's the advice and dealing with it and so forth. I don't think we really need to know that. I think I think that just sucks us back into it. It just sucks us back into it. What Mary was saying about,
to go forward.
I'm sorry. Let me just tell you what I'm getting. I'm getting the Eight of Cups, which is literally the card on that. Okay, it's the moving onward and upward and away card. Okay, and cups are emotions. So here this individual has neatly sacked up these eight cups and has put on their walking, traveling cloak and has their staff, and they're moving up the side of a hill and they're moving away in the opposite direction. You know, and there is, you got the moon up there. There is a bit of shadow. There is, you know, a hint towards, you know, we don't really know all the answers here. But the main thing is they have taken care of the emotions around this. They're letting go of the emotional baggage. and they're moving on.
Who is they?
And
who is they?
Huh?
Sorry, you said they.
Well, they would.
You're
you.
Saying they are.
They,
oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
They. Yeah, there's a person in the card, and they're moving on. And so what the tarot is telling you is you need to put your ducks in a row, you know, the cups lined up. You know, it's like letting go of the emotional baggage and moving onward and upward. You know, it's the card of letting go, all right? And the next card I got is you can be successful at this. Six of swords. Six is the success card. And that's literally what's going on in this card is you are moving towards that goal. In the card, they're moving away from the rough seas to the calmer waters. Now, in the boat with them, they have these six swords. Swords are thoughts and ideas, you know. And that's the thing is letting go of that, the thought patterns around it, the thinking about it. That just brings you back to it over and over and over again. Why did this happen? What are they doing? What are they thinking? No. Oh. It's all about becoming emotionally stable. And the next card, King of Cups, is the most emotionally stable in the entire deck. This is literally the card telling you that's what you need to be doing, you know, is while there's chaos around you, you need to be emotionally centered on this. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, I just hope it doesn't affect, you know, my job. I don't think it does, but it's still unpleasant.
I don't think it does.
To deal with...
yeah.
No, I've spoken to my
manager. I didn't
get
anything showing that it affects it, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't getting anything like
that. My manager's back with me. I think he's pretty much sussed the situation out, and he's going to back me on it. But it's just unpleasant.
Good.
So, yeah, just bad behavior. Just some people have the worst behavior, childish behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just shocking, really.
Yep.
What's out there. And it just seems the older I get, it seems like everybody's bipolar. As they get older.
Oh, they are.
A lot of that.
Right.
They really are. I absolutely think, especially women, as they get, you know, postmenopausal.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing huge amounts of bipolar behavior.
Well, thanks
you
for the call.
Changes and, you know, the world is also one that people feel is really full of change right now, too, and not everybody's, like, reacting to that so terrifically either.
That's
so
right.
So there's a lot of crazy things happening with friendships and relationships right now. I hear that a lot from my clients, and I don't know. It's a weird time.
Yeah, it's just
but
not.
Thanks for the call.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely. And that brings us to the end of the show. If we didn't get to your call today, we'll be back actually in 2 weeks. That's right. Mm-hmm. Wanted to announce that too. We are taking some more break time in August. And so we're taking a break next week. We'll be back on the 12th. We're taking a break on the 19th, and we'll be back for the Psychic Spin segment show on the 26th. Yay. So
in the meantime,
us.
Let us know what you want us to ask for the Psychic Spin.
Yes. Yes. And before we go off the air, I did want to say one thing about what, you know, what we were just talking about with the bipolar and everything like that. And I'm hearing that more and more where people go, you know, is he bipolar? And I got news for everyone. We are all bipolar. Literally, the entire universe operates under a dualistic system. The entire universe is polar. That is a negative. That's how we function. You can't have atoms without, you know, I mean, it's normal, folks. You know, people.
It's a binary.
Yeah.
There's duality.
Nobody is. I don't care how much medication they need to put you on, but no, no one is lithium, right? Lithium. And we were talking about the batteries with the electric cars earlier. That's so hilarious. And they give you lithium for bipolar. No, but No, but my point on this is that no condition ever stays the same. And so no individual person is always going to be you know, the way you want them to be. They're going to shift back and forth, you know. It's just a now more, some people sway more than others, you know. Some only have this little narrow movement and others go really
wide swing. I would say one thing, though. You know, it's like, okay, maybe now it's bipolar. I'm hearing that, too. You know, so I'm not hearing that from doctors or psychiatrists or psychologists.
No,
and
no.
To me, like, bipolar is like, bipolar is now the trendy narcissist, right? Because, like, this time last year, it was like, oh, they're a narcissist. There isn't it. All I can say is this, stop diagnosing people. Stop diagnosing people. Like, you know, either, like, it works for you or it doesn't. And you don't have to, like, suffer fools. You don't have to put up with BS you don't want to. You don't have to, you know, stuff you didn't sign up for, whether it's a friend or family member or, you know, your BFF or your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, you know. But let's not, like, be armchair doctors and label people with these, because then all of a sudden we get into that fear thing can come out where we're like, my best friend is bipolar. What do I do now? You know, and we don't want to do that. Yeah. It's hard enough. There's enough stigma around people that do have legitimate diagnoses that have to do with different conditions. And change is the one constant. And people are
really
going to change just like everything else.
As humans, we really want to label everything. We want to pigeonhole things. We want to put people in a box. And yes, I saw the same trend. All these YouTube channels where they were talking about narcissism and like everybody's a narcissist, you know, and now we're going to have the bipolar YouTube channels. Like everybody's bipolar. It's like, no, not everybody is, you know, a narcissist, you know.
But we all have an ego. Not everybody's bipolar, but we live in a duality.
Well, that's what I mean, is like they're trying to put everybody in this box where they have some kind of diagnosis, when that's just the normal human condition. We care about ourselves. We have egos, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And our moods fluctuate. We're all bipolar. We're all narcissistic. We are all bipolar. Just get over it. Bye, everybody. We got to get out of here. So we'll see you in 2 weeks, maybe sooner if you pop in, you know, but we may pop in and surprise you, but, you know, 2 weeks.
You never know.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
Bye.